Police are being questioned about whether they were too slow to move in on a shooter amidst a rampage that saw him kill 19 primary age students and two teachers at a school in southwest Texas earlier this week. Law enforcement are defending their actions, saying some of their members on the scene were also shot and injured by the 18-year-old who used assault rifles to commit one of America's worst mass shootings a decade on from the Sandy Hook school massacre. Even as families grieve the horrifying loss of young lives, America's unedifying gun culture stalemate appears unchanged. Our North America correspondent Carrington Clark is in the town of Uvalde, the scene of this carnage.
It's a town that feels that it's collectively in shell shock. There's almost a blankness in a lot of the people's eyes who you speak to. One of the repeated expressions I heard is they just can't believe it. You know, it's just this disbelief that this has happened in their town. The targeting of children at a school hits a particular nerve. Yeah. And this is a small town. It's a very closely knit Hispanic, Latino American group. And again, the people they spoke to today just kept saying, everybody knows somebody. It's just left this community reeling.
And so I think you went to a vigil today, Carrington, and you've met people who have a connection to this story. Can you tell us a bit about what you're hearing and seeing from those people?
So the community came together late this afternoon. It was held in one of the kind of stadiums on the outskirts of the town, and there were thousands of people who came up in attendance, many of them wearing the maroon shirts designated for their high school. But it was particularly moving to see these people turn up with children of around the same age as those kids who were killed. And I spoke to one young girl. She was 12. She had just left the school in question, Robb Elementary. So she wasn't there, but said she knows one of the girls who was killed, who she does gymnastics with. And I mean, I was quite shocked by her poise. She seemed to be holding it relatively together, but it, you know, not to psychoanalyze in an amateur way, but you just can't fathom how these children can be coping with this. I met another couple who have a house directly across from the elementary school. They were kind enough to offer us their internet services so that we could get beam the pictures back to Australia because internet was difficult. And they said their grandchild was at their school at the school at the time of this attack, and that the other grandmother on the other side of the family actually heard it and had to rush to the school to get them. Luckily, they were safe. But, you know, they just know that even if their child was lucky enough to survive, they're going to be dealing with the trauma of either witnessing their friends being killed or at least being at the school when this event occurred.
Yeah. Under Texas Governor Greg Abbott, access to guns was liberalised not that long ago. How much pressure is he under over this?
Texas is a very conservative state and it has very permissive gun laws. And we're actually going to see later this week the National Rifle Association is still holding its conference in Texas, and they say that's still going ahead. So they obviously there is still a large proportion of the society that says there's no way you're coming for our guns. But on the other side of politics, yet again, people are saying, if not now, when are we going to take action on this? There has been no indication from the Governor Greg Abbott, who is also potentially going to be a candidate for the presidential elections next year. He's a major figure on the conservative side of politics. And at the moment, he's being very clear that he does not believe gun laws should be questioned. Instead, he's saying that this is down to mental illness, even though there's no indication that there was a history of mental illness problems for this particular 18-year-old.
Yeah. And you know, nationally, Joe Biden today has actually gone to that question of the sacred cow, the Second Amendment of the US Constitution, its guarantee of the right to bear arms. Yeah, what is he saying? What does he plan to do?
When you heard him speak about this yesterday and today, it's with an intensity that he doesn't necessarily use for a lot of other issues. He is passionate about gun control and he definitely seems to want to seize this moment. Obviously, it's a major political hurdle to overcome. It's written into the Constitution. What he can actually achieve is very much questioned, but it does appear that he is going to try to seize this moment, this horrific moment, to try to build some momentum. But it's very difficult to see how he could overcome the forces at work who believe that the right to bear arms is sacrosanct.
The ABC's Carrington Clark reporting from Uvalde in Texas.